Fizo. Hope everybody living well. Tuesday, September 12th. A-Rod, hope you feeling better, my boy. Sorry to hear about that. I don't know if y'all watched that game last night, man. Full plays in. That shit crazy. But ain't life. Yeah. But you know what's crazy about that, though? It was a parallel to something that happened 22 years before. Yeah. But no, seriously, peace and blessings to all. Yeah. I'm feeling more like myself, but I know I always say that, but I'm like myself. Come on. Well, we're going to talk about yesterday, and we're going to expand it to an antidote. Because it's always about antidote. I'm going to start with the antidote first. So, 22 years ago, I'm 17 years old in Macon, Georgia. September 11th. I'm working at the media center, so I was the one that was responsible for, like, wheeling the TVs. That we had to use TVs back. We had TVs in the headrest, TVs on the ceiling, hanging on the... We didn't have all that back then. So I had to, you know what I mean, do all the audio-visual shit for all the professors. They would put in their request, your media request, and I would be the one to set it up early in the morning. You feel me? So I'm at the joint. And I'm looking through the media requests, like planning out what I got to do for the day, you know what I mean, the times, like, and coordinating that with the other people, like, that was part of the staff. Because, like, back in my time, we had what was called work study jobs. Like, so niggas ain't getting no full tuition. Like, we gonna give you a tuition, but you gonna work for it. So I had a work study job. Not even the point. So I'm there, and I always watch the news. That's why I'm so knowledgeable. I always like to be abreast of what's going on. That's also I'm cool with the ladies. What up? Yay! I can tell your cup size without even needing to know you. Real talk. This is before BBLs, but it's still accurate. Not even the point. So it's September 11th. It was a Tuesday that day because the blueprint came out. That'll come in the story later. Quick antidote, though. So it's September 11th. So I'm getting everything organized for, like, the, you know, TVs we got to send out and where and to whom and what for the day. And I'm watching the news and, like, CNN's going crazy. So I stopped talking. I forgot who was there with me that morning because I normally got there at, like, 7. You know what I mean? At this point, it's like maybe 9-ish, like close to 9:30. I mean, I don't know the exact time, but I just know, like, we've been bullshitting for a little while, because we normally do. And no, I had just dropped off Tia Powers, Professor Powers. Let me not be disrespectful, yeah, because you needed that shit there for 8:45. Your class started at 9. Not even the point. So I see, like, there's a plane to hit a tower. Now, for my unit, like, we had access to, like, 4 or 5, like, golf carts, because we're not carrying those heavy-ass TVs all around the campus. Like, no, like, we had tools. Shout out to Henry Ford, assembly line. But I remember getting back to, like the hub, and, like, I get back, and everybody's quiet, and they watching the TV, and this one white bitch is crying, and I'm looking, and I'm like, oh, my God, like, is that live? And they're like, yeah, nigga, that's happening right now, and I'm like, damn. And I'm watching, and as time goes on, the second plane hits, and the plane in Pennsylvania falls, and the plane hits the Pentagon, and we all watch that shit, you know what I'm saying? It's like 11 o'clock, 12. Like, everybody's sad. You know what I mean? Me too, because I'm a proud American. My dad was in the military. Shout out to the Navy. He was a seaman. I just had to have a reason to say pause. Hey, yo, that's crazy. But yeah, pause that. Yeah, he was a seaman. But, like, so me and a couple of my homies was like, Jossie reminded me. He was like, you know the blueprint come out today? Because we was big Hov fans. And this is when we had Prodigy was popping in, DMX was still popping in. Like, it was a lot. Like, Tuesdays was the day where you, if you like rap, it was the day. And, like, Best Buy was the hub back then. We ain't have streaming. So he was like, yeah, man, the blueprint come out. So I had a green Plymouth Sundance. And 5 niggas got in my car, you feel me? And we all went to Best Buy, and we all drove, and we all bought our own copy, you feel me? And we driving back, and I'm bumping that shit, and the rule is back. You know what I'm saying? And that brings back memories. Because back in the day, you had to rip off the plastic. And before we even, like, drove off, once we got our CDs and got back in the car, we ripped off the plastic. And I ain't gonna say we all did it, but, like, somebody looked at the... Because, like, then you had, like, the CD case. And it had the thing you pulled out that told you all the tracks who produced it. Some of the paperwork had the lyrics, you know what I mean? I don't even know the professional name to call it. But that track pamphlet used to be the Bible back in the day. You dig? Long story long. So we all cop our copies of the Blueprint. We drive back and we bumping that shit. Later that night. It might have even been that night. It might have been like 8, 9 in the evening. Like, by that point... When you first got a CD, you would listen to that motherfucker all day till you knew the words and you had your favorite songs. And to this day, my favorite song off the Blueprint, because of the fucking way that day started and how calamitous and, I ain't gonna lie, tumultuous and, like, that day changed America. But my favorite song on the Blueprint is, to this day, All I Need, produced by Bink. What up, Virginia? And I was playing that shit in my dorm room. And I ain't gonna say what transpired next, because, you know, me and I ain't gonna say her name, but the chick I was dealing with, she came, and we talked about the day. But all I needed for that day was the love of my niggas. So let me bring that full circle to why this is. I'm bringing this up now. A-Rod, 22 years later, he's making his Jets debut. Four plays in, blows his knee. To some people, the Jets blew into their building. Some niggas, cause like, yo, now we got DraftKings and Underdog Fantasy and FanDuel. Some of y'all niggas lost money. That's your tower. The Jets flew into it. Don't lose hope. Because all you need is the love of your crew. You understand me? And that's why I got to bring it full circle. While I feel for A-Rod, it really brought people together. Like, old people was like, bruh. Like, Kevin Hart literally just fucked up his old lower body trying to race an ex-NFL player. Like, bruh, when you get old, know your limitations. But don't forget what you learned before. Yeah, and just to make it 100%, yeah, come on, let's bring it full circle. I'm with it. Nah, cause them niggas got a sponsorship with me. We straight. I don't think them niggas, if some of you niggas have probably never heard this song, but I remember it. And it was on the Blueprint that literally came out 22 years ago to yesterday. Yeah. Now for that, I'm done. Good talk. Yeah.
Check. Check. Rock it.
It's the Rock Bastards. We are back in the Heezy. Yeah. Yeah. All I need is the love of my crew. The whole industry, I thug my way through with all I need. Yeah. Now understands we can't be stopped. Yeah. Riding dirty. A nigga been focused and said hi to 30. Young niggas, y'all can't hurt me. Better watch and reserve me. Learn how to earn better. I burn cheddar. Set fire to your empire. Burn rubber off the rim tire. Yes, sire. J-I-A. Double G-A. Live wire, nigga. Holla back. Stop it. Oh, I'm not gonna play the whole song. Bro, I'm just proving a point, nigga. That shit came out on the day I needed some shit like that to be said. So all I'm saying for you, nigga, to listen to me tonight, I'm just a conduit. But maybe, just maybe, all you need is something you can find in music or in the love of your people. Fizo, getting really good at this shit. Yeah. All right. One.